Good morning.
Good morning.
This month, our focus is on strength. Yeah, we're going to talk about strength. Not so much physical, but the mountain moving kind, that inner strength, that quality that we must develop and bring forth from our God-given potential. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Last month we talked about faith. Faith represented by who? Anybody remember?
Peter.
Peter. Right. You can shout it out. Peter. Peter represents faith. I read this quote, "Peter must be the first of our qualities to be unfolded in a spiritual way, because without faith, there is no momentum, no push to action, no foundation for spiritual growth. Faith is our ability to see the unseen, plus the desire to persist in order to bring it forth." But, you know, faith has to be established in strength. Strength and faith are represented by two brothers. Did you know that? Yeah, we knew that, didn't we? Andrew and Peter. Andrew represents strength. Peter represents faith. And guess what? They must grow together, both under the loving direction of our own Christ nature. That idea that's in us that is perfect. I like this in Matthew 4 and 18. And it says, "Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee and saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said, 'Follow me, I will make you fishers of men.'" You know, metaphysically, fish for us represents the ideas in which there is great possibility of increase. And when we cast a net, what we're doing is when we cast that net and gather the fish, we're gathering those ideas that will propel us forth into whatever it is we desire. Faith is that unseen realm. We can't really know always, but we can stand in the faith that we know it. Just like God, I know there's a presence and a power in me. I know that. My faith is what lets me keep that up regardless of the appearances in the world. Have you been standing in your faith lately? If you're standing in your faith, then join it together with strength. When we awaken to the spirit that is within us, we realize the necessity for all these attributes of God moving together and working in us. And when we become aware of the spirit within, guess what? All these faculties help us as we move through this thing called human existence. I like the thought that to grow spiritually, we want to cast our nets or cast our thoughts into the invisible realm and gather all the potential to manifest what we desire. We're desiring peace right now, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we want to cast our thoughts and hold them in that realm where we know that the peace is already here because it's within us. And what do we want to do? We want to vibrate out, don't we? We want to let that peace that is in us reach and touch others as we're out here. You know, if you go about thinking, woe is us, or if you hold thoughts, oh my gosh, they'll never stop fighting, you're not promoting that peace that is within. You're not casting your net to pull in the potential that is within all of the universe. We have the potential for peace. It's in us. But we must begin where?
Within.
Because it works within out. It's almost infectious. You know, when you come around people and you breathing and living and thinking peace. So, what about the strength? Strength is often thought of as force, right? It's often thought of as an outer thing. But strength, when we picture strength, it's not an outside force. It's a gentle power within us. It's our sustainability. It's our resilience to whatever is against the truth that we know is in our being and all beings. So strength is the resilience to stand firm in your belief. What is it you're believing? I guess that's where we have to start, really, right?
Yes.
What is it you're believing? Start with that. Then using that faculty of faith, see through the appearance. And using your power of strength, be firm in your conviction of what can truly be. I like how I read, and nearly all of Jesus' miraculous works, he has Simon Peter and Andrew with him, coupled with James and John. That's power. You have faith, you have strength, standing with you in the face of anything that you may come up with against. And then James represents judgment. We'll talk about James next month in depth. Represents judgment, good judgment. And along with love. Love is the glue that glues all of it together. We hold love in our hearts. Here it says that faith and strength, accompanied by good judgment and love, form an invincible spiritual thought combination through which we rise above all the appearances that are happening in the world. That's a powerful statement, isn't it? But guess what? If you don't practice it, if you don't practice standing in faith, if you don't call on that attribute of strength when you're moving through an appearance, this takes practice. Maybe that's why, you know, we want to draw to us, but we want to draw those who want to practice this truth, who want to go out and promote it, who want to be the truth that we learn in here. I don't know about you, I want to be strength. I want to be love. I want to stand in my faith. And that's all I want to promote out into the ethers, as Charles Fillmore called it, our co-founder. He said, all this out here, that's the ethers, our environment. When we think of strength, we think, often picture physical might, right? The ability to overpower others or assert our will on others. Yet that's not true strength. Strength is the resilience to stand firm in our beliefs when simultaneously embracing the diversity of thought and experience around us. What does that mean? We can listen to others, but the main source should come from within. That's where our power lies. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, reminds us that strength is not the absence of vulnerability. Rather, it is the courage to be open, authentic, loving, even in the face of adversity. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't feel you can do it, practice doing it. Practice makes what? Practice makes perfect. Yeah, in today's world, we frequently witness the misuse of strength. Sometimes we witness it in aggressive behavior or bullying or manipulation. That's just a distorted form of it. That's the external of strength. When we wield strength for our personal gain to impose our will upon others, we overlook its potential to heal and uplift. Take time to examine your own intentions. What are you exposing to the universe? You know, strength is being used to build up others, not to tear them down. Strength should be used to influence, to inspire. It is to foster connection and understanding, inclusivity and understanding, to create love, peace, joy among us. Watch the actions around you and see, are you buying into them? See if you're joining in. See if your thoughts, because you know our thoughts will link on to other thoughts. See if your thoughts are jumping in on the bandwagon. Sometimes we go down that road, but I tell myself, whoa, Fernanda, this is the wrong road. This is the wrong road to take. Because we want to lift up people up. We want to build them up. We want them to stand strong in their strength and in their faith. True strength is rooted in our connection to God. It is understanding that we are all a part of the greater whole, one great tapestry, as we sang in our song this morning. This realization empowers us to use strength as a force for good. It calls us to embody qualities such as empathy, forgiveness, and love. By tapping into our spiritual strength, we become magnets for healing and compassion and support for one another. We love our prayer group, don't we? We're magnets. We support one another. There's power in prayer. Yes. So, how do we cultivate and express true strength in our daily lives? Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? Using it in our daily lives, cultivating it, getting it to grow. Well, you knew there was going to be homework, right? Yeah. How do we do this? Well, some of the ways are, beware of your thoughts and actions. Reflect on how you can approach situations with compassion rather than aggression. I just thought about a meeting that I was in, and it was so much aggression, and I thought, boy, I am the peace, I am the love, right here, right now. And then you give a moment and let spirits speak through you.
Yes.
That's how you work these true principles. You practice them, you use them. So, reflect on how you can approach situations with compassion rather than aggression. I don't know about you, but I'm human, so I do have my moments. But I also know that there's something that knocks on that little door inside me and says, take a moment and reflect how you could have handled that situation a little better, with empathy, with forgiveness, with peace, with love in your heart. You don't always have an opportunity to go back to people you may have spoke out of turn with, but you can sit down and do some forgiveness work, some inner work. So that what happens? So that you don't repeat that incident the next time it pops up in your lesson book. You know, we get lessons. We think we know this truth. And then a lesson will come to us to say, oh, do you really know it? Yeah. Do you really practice it? I love lessons, don't you? Sometimes you have to sit down and laugh and say, okay, spirit has a humor, a sense of humor. Yeah. The next thing is to use your strength to uplift others. How you do this? Offer a helping hand. Listen without judgment. Sometimes people just need someone to listen to them. Not to fix or try to, you know, do anything about it. Just listen. Pause and let them keep talking. And they'll come to a point where they realize that they're not alone, that they're one with the universe, and that whatever they need to make it through, whatever it is they're working through, it's available to them. You can be a conduit for that just by listening. And as Jesus said, if you have aught against any, do what?
Forgive.
Forgive. That is a major one. Not to hold grudges, but to forgive. To forgive. I'm not saying accept bad behavior, but what I'm saying is forgiveness is to give love for whatever is occurring. Embrace forgiveness as a powerful act of strength that liberates both you and others. And the last thing, we do very well We work in this spiritual community. We foster understanding and support for one another. Strength thrives in unity and togetherness. And we can create a positive change just by exercising that power of strength. So as we go forward, I want you to remember, strength is not about control, but it's about love. It's not about winning. You ever be in a conversation and you've just got to be the one that's right? Strength is not about winning. That's a time to exercise that point I said earlier, to listen. Yeah. We want to foster understanding and support. Strength thrives in our spiritual community. And together we can create positive change. We're already doing it. It's already affecting others. Every time we have a prayer session and we send out those vibrations, we're affecting others. So let us be that beacon of light in the world. Let us be that power of love in the world. Let us be the example of standing in our faith and our strength. We're putting these powers together month by month. What I'm desiring to happen is each month focus heavily on the power that we're talking about. Use it. Be conscious of using it. This month we're putting strength together with faith. Where are some areas that you can tighten up how you go about saying things and doing things through the power of faith and strength? Give it some thought. We are going to be moving this ministry up. We're going to become a powerful source for people to come to and to learn and to join in and to leave from out these doors, being, as Jesus said, fishers of people. I wouldn't say men. We can be fishers of people. We can cast that net and gather those who want to find the joy and the peace and the zeal that we have in our hearts. Go forth and practice. Let's turn within, because you know that's where our power comes, from taking time to turn within, to connect with Spirit. Take that time to do that. Take, even if it's just a moment looking out at our beautiful Mother Earth. We can do that. You know, I stand at my window every morning. I push the drape aside and I stand at my window and I say, thank you, God. How beautiful is your creation. And then the traffic starts going out. So let's just take a deep breath now and center ourselves. And first we're going to affirm the Lord's Prayer. Together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Now forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So we breathe in this moment. We want to connect with our inner spirit. We want to make that inward journey. We want to begin, because we've been so busy thinking and listening. Begin at the top of your head and then think about an imaginary line and follow it slowly as you move down into your heart region. Breathing in, taking a deep breath, holding it a moment, and as you release it, give yourself permission to take this time apart. And as you're moving deep into the recesses of your soul, we think about this power of strength. Not in some physical, forceful, or aggressive way, but we think about how we can let it grow within us, how we can nurture the power of strength. It is strength of the heart that allows us to reach out and touch others. And as we make this inward journey, we're making a commitment to use our strength wisely, to uplift ourselves and others. To create a world where love prevails over power. We can become fishers of those who are seeking truth, of those who are seeking to live a Christ life. We can become fishers of those who want to experience the presence and power of God within themselves. And for those who want to know the one presence and the one power, not only in themselves, but in everyone around them. So we breathe in and breathe out and give ourselves permission in this moment, right here, right now, to experience the truth of our being, to connect with our true selves, to know we are part of the one power, the one presence in the universe and in the lives of those around us. So we breathe in and we breathe out, and we take a moment sitting in the power of strength. In the power of knowing that we are resilient. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful. We're grateful that we are awakening to this truth that is within us. That we know we can take each attribute of God and use it wisely, not to overpower anyone, but to overcome experiences. And we know that we are one. And in this oneness, we can transform not only our lives, but the lives of those that are around us, that are in our vibration, creating that ripple effect. For we know there is only love. And for this, and for all the attributes that we feel are rising to the top of our experiences, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we know it is so, and so it is, and so we see it unfolding right here, right now. And for this we say, amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Mm-hmm.